Dr. Pinsky dictating, male IME on Richard Huffner, H-U-F-N-E-R. Richard Huffner is a 59-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 2/23/17. But on that occasion, he and others were pulling a one-man lift when this occurred. But he was seen at the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of an L1 fracture. Period, this was treated without surgery. Period, he is no longer receiving any active care. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Huffner alleged he scratched that. As per the medical records supplied, he was attended to by ambulance personnel on 2/23/17. Period, he stated he was pulling some equipment and fell backwards onto his buttocks, hurting his lower back area. Period, he was taken to the emergency room at Cooper. Period, he underwent lumbar spine X-rays that showed compression, fracture, deformity of the L1 vertebral body, comma, age indeterminate. But there was also degenerative spondylolisthesis of L4 on L5 with degenerative disc disease present. Period. He had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine done the same day that showed acute mild compression fracture of the superior end plate of the L1 vertebral body, semicolon, chronic bilateral spondylolysis at L4 and L5, with grade 1 antralisthesis of L4 on L5. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. Scratch that. He underwent consultation by Dr. Wydo, W-Y-D-O. Period. She recommended neurosurgery consult with brace and upright films. Period. He was to follow up as an outpatient and use ibuprofen for pain management. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 2/24/17 and a thoracolumbosacral orthosis brace. Period. New paragraph on 3/21/17. Repeat X-rays were done. Period. These showed moderate anterior compression fracture of L1, comma, moderate narrowing of the L4-5 disc base, comma, and 4 millimeters of antralisthesis at the L4-5 and L5-S1 levels. Period, consideration of MRI or CAT scan of the lumbar spine to look for spondylolisthesis or posterior element fracture in the lower lumbar spine was recommended. Period, new paragraph on 3/24/17. He had neurosurgical consultation by Dr. Greenwood, period. She confirmed he had a moderate anterior L1 compression fracture and was neurologically stable, but he was to continue wearing a brace and avoid lifting more than 5 pounds, but he was also removed from work, period. He followed up with Dr. Greenwood over the ensuing weeks, period. On 4/26/17, an MRI of the lumbar spine was done, period. Those results will be inserted from the conclusion section, period. Mr. Huffner also underwent a CAT scan of the lumbar spine at the referral of neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 3/2/22. Those results will be inserted here as marked. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 3/31/21. and compared to an MRI of 426.17. Compared those results will be inserted here. Period. Mr. Huffner followed up with Dr. Greenwood through at least 6/5/17, which is the last date of her submitted documentation. Period. At that juncture, he remained neurologically intact and improved. Period. She allowed him to return to work, to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore hearing aids bilaterally as well as spectacles. Period. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical, he was hypermobile. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he was hypermobile. Lumbosacral, he was able to actively flex to 75 degrees with tenderness. Period extension, bilateral rotation at the side, bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period supine, straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 2/23/17, Richard Huffner was maneuvering a heavy object with co-workers and experienced back pain. Period. He was seen the same day at Cooper, where x-rays identified an L1 compression fracture. Period. He underwent consultation and was placed in an external orthosis. Period. He then followed up as an outpatient with Dr. Wido and her associates. Period. He did have serial diagnostic studies performed that showed healing of the L1 vertebral fracture. Period. This occurred well before his most recent awards approving settlement. Period. On 10/2/18, he received such an award of 20% for the residuals of a lumbar strain or strain with L1 fracture and L2-3 herniated disc. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. But he also has a second job doing general tasks at an animal adoption center. Period. The current exam demonstrated slightly diminished active lumbar flexion, but motion was otherwise full. Period. There was no tenderness, palpation, and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He was hypermobile throughout the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. In my estimation, there is no increase in the components that led to his award on 10/2/18. Period. And underline this. There might be a discrepancy between whether Dr. Greenwood is a neurosurgeon or his family practitioner. Period. And that is the end.